Now time for locker room chat, and I'm joined by Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brosterman after a couple of good games this past week. Starting with Friday's game, you guys put up a pretty nice performance against Republic County, 55-24. Tell us about that one.
That game was good for our girls. We started out kind of slow in that game, but eventually got rolling in the second, third, and fourth quarters and put together a pretty good game.
Yeah, and you guys were able to certainly finish things off. You guys played a really good defensive game here. Tell us about what was going right defensively for you guys.
Well, I think part of it, our girls just kind of, I mean, at first we were letting some girls get open, and credit to them, they were knocking down open shots, but that's going to happen in basketball sometimes. But our girls responded well. We got down early, and they responded well and kind of tightened things up. Just seemed to have a little more pep in their step and played with a little more energy once they got kind of going in that game. We didn't have the best start, but we had a good finish. And I think part of it had to do with just their focus.
And then last night, unable to get the win, unfortunately, against a good Frankfurt squad, falling 40-36. So tell us some things towards the end of the game that you wish kind of changed a little bit.
Well, we had a good, I thought defensively in that game we played really well, and we were a little shorthanded due to illness. So we had kind of some different girls out there, but we had a nice first half, and then in the third quarter, ultimately, we really had a poor quarter. We didn't hardly hit a shot, and Frankfurt started hitting some shots from the outside, and some of that was due to our rotational errors. So it was, you know, things that maybe could have been prevented, but once they got the momentum, it kind of turned in their favor, and that's kind of how it went into in the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter was a bit of a dogfight, and we still had chances in the game. But we just had too many empty possessions where we needed good looks. That were a little bit careless with the ball in the second half. And but overall, I was very pleased with how our girls played. I thought they played with a lot of heart and a lot of energy, and they gave themselves a chance in that one. I think any night we can do that, that's what we're looking for.
And what are some things that you're trying to fine-tune as you have just a couple practices until our Christmas break here?
Well, we still need, I think we're playing with great defensive energy, and but we still need to find a bit of an offensive flow. Sometimes things are really clicking offensively, and other times it's pretty stagnant. And I think we're just a little bit inconsistent on the offensive end of the floor. And I think, you know, yesterday was tough. We've been hit with illness pretty bad here at Valley Heights, and we were missing a handful of girls, so I think some of the girls that we had on the floor were kind of looking at each other like, okay, who's going to shoot, who's not going to shoot? I mean, kind of trying to figure out their role within the game. That's something us coaches probably need to define for them a little bit better at this point in the year. But we had some kids maybe doing some things on the floor that they're not always comfortable with, and we had others maybe trying to force some things, and we'll figure that out as the season goes on.
Coach, look forward to seeing you guys play in person on Friday night as the game will be right here on 92.1 KMZA. If you guys take on Donovan West, best of luck, and I'll see you then.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That was Jordan Brosterman, the head girls basketball coach for Valley Heights, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.